then fell silent. Just a small taste of the font's dark side energies had convinced him that it would be better to die than to let himself be corrupted by its power. But of course they wouldn't die. Abeloth would take them as her avatars, just as she had done with Callista and Akana and countless others. And they would learn the literal meaning of a fate worse than death.
"Then we're going to have to make a run for it," Ben said. "She can't be in two places at once, so at least one of us should be able to get clear."
"And then what?"
Vistara asked.
"And then we make sure that she doesn't make an avatar out of the one who falls behind," Ben said. "We've used the Force here before, so we know that the fountain's corruption doesn't extend for more than a few meters. Once we're both clear, we can fight with the Force again."
"So one of us is almost sure to die?"
Vistara asked.
"And the other one is going to have to do the killing?"
"Probably," Ben said. "But it has to be better than the alternative."
Vistara turned toward the font.
"That's one way to look at it, I guess."
Ben frowned, unsure of what Vistara was suggesting.
"If you have another way, I'm all ears."
"Maybe dying isn't the best thing."
Vistara turned back to Ben and touched her hand to his chest.
"Maybe there's a reason we're here. A reason that we were brought together in the first place."
Ben's frown grew deeper.
"Like what?"
Vistara stepped back as though his stern tone had pushed her away.
"We need to follow the will of the Force, Ben."
"And you know what that will is?"
Vistara nodded, turned toward the font of power.
"I think I do, Ben."
"I don't like where this is headed," Ben said, following her gaze. "Vess, you can't be serious."
Vistara continued to gaze into the font's dark waters.
"But I am, Ben. If we both drank, together we would be stronger than Abeloth. Probably strong enough to destroy her."
She reached out and took Ben's hand.
"And wouldn't that be the best thing for the galaxy?"
It had been 3 days since the frigate Red Star had dropped Luke and Jaina at the entrance to the Maw. And that meant it had been 3 days since Luke had first been handed the crumpled flimsy he now held in his hands. On the flimsy was the text of a short S-thread message from Corran Horn, which the Red Star's communications officer had retrieved as soon as the frigate emerged from hyperspace outside the Maw. "Solo's out safe with Amelia. Jedi Worf killed in Sith ambush led by Vistara Kai. Falcon crippled, but target healthy for now.